This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So I'm like, excuse me, Casey Affleck. I like you. You're welcome to crash on my couch for another week or so.
Yeah.
But I don't like you that much. Get out of my shower.
He was in your shower?
He just walked in.
He's nuts.
He's a maniac. Funny guy.
Hey!
Hi! God. What up, what up?
What up? Welcome back to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz. We got a really exciting show today, I think. Really informative show. Donald Glover.
He's here with a really big announcement.
Huge announcement. You know him from Mystery Boys Communion.
The to-do list.
The to-do list. This is not about any of that.
No.
I'll just say right now.
Totally separate arena.
Stay tuned if you like that stuff, but this is a new thing that he's doing. That's pretty exciting. Awards season coming up. We should probably talk about that. The ballots are starting to show up in my mailbox.
Yeah, flooding my mailbox. Mm-hmm. Can we just get one ballot for all of them?
Right. Wouldn't that make the most one huge ballot?
I talked to Rick about it. He said they'll never do it.
And we've seen at this point pretty much all the award season movies.
Yeah, everything worth seeing.
Yeah, and there's some deserved buzz circling a specific actress in the movie Her. This is a Spike Jonze-directed movie with Joaquin Phoenix, also Amy Adams, Rooney Mara, but it's none of them. We're not talking about them.
You know those actors and actresses. You've seen all them before.
They're trash.
Yeah. I mean, you can wipe your keister with those ones.
There's someone else in this movie. Her name is Scarlett Johansson, and she plays a disembodied robotic voice. Is that how you would describe it?
Yeah, those are the exact words I'd use.
Okay.
Disembodied robotic voice, that's her character. And yeah. So just imagine getting a script with that.
Yeah. I'm just going to play a clip from the movie so you see what we're talking about.
What's it like to be alive in that room right now?
I wish I could put my arms around you. I wish I could touch you.
How would you touch me?
And I should know... Joaquin Phoenix is still munching on the hoagie from The Master. Mm-hmm. You know, when he speaks, it's sort of an old acting trick. You take a big, huge fucking bite out of a hoagie mm-hmm. right before you talk.
Yeah.
And it sort of gives you that nice sound that he gets where he goes...
And he's got his hoagie that he uses for this, and it's the best hoagie, I think, in the business. It's like a super, you know, like a Super Bowl party hoagie.
Yeah, it's number one, and he just never runs out, mm-hmm. And he won't use Crafty's hoagies, I've heard. He has to bring his own, because he's like, this is the hoagie my character would eat, and that's how committed he is. Mm-hmm. But he takes a big old gobble out of it, and he goes,
But he's garbage. We don't want to actually talk about him.
Not about him.
Scarlett Johansson, her voice in this movie, we're listening to her voice. Sean and I are looking at each other, and we give each other that look that says... This girl should get an Oscar for this.
Yeah. You know the look. Yeah. We've given it to each other a few times before. Mm-hmm.
And then I'm reading HuffPo,
uh-huh.
news site, and there's an article that says Scarlett Johansson's Her role might make history at Oscars.
Now, I don't know if the author of this article saw the look we gave each other. Yeah. Were they in the screening?
Because when they say, like, there's a lot of buzz circling this, I mean, I wonder if that's the look that they're
I'm like, oh, I wonder who was
to.
Buzzing. Sure. Well, Hayes and I are pretty much the only ones who've seen the movie.
And then Scott Foundas from Variety wrote about the movie, it's Johnson who pulls off the trickiest feat. She creates a complex, full-bodied character without any body at all. Detached from her lethally curvaceous figure, the actress's breathy contralto is no less seductive, but it also alights with tenderness and wonder. I mean, that's very stupid, but...
Do you think it's stupid because you pronounce breathy, breathy?
That's how it's written. It's B-R-E-E-T-H-Y.
Well, then I'm the stupid.
How stupid is that?
That is stupid.
Her performance in this movie, up until this point, I had sort of thought, in the pantheon of great movie performances, who's in there?
The times we've given each other that look before,
yeah,
is Andy Serkis.
As Gollum, yeah.
Yep.
Zoe Saldana as Avatar. Andy Serkis as the monkey in Planet of the Apes.
Yes, twice we've done it with him.
Andy Serkis as Mighty Joe Young.
Three times we've done it with Serkis. Saldana for Avatar. Mm-hmm. And I believe during the Herbie the Love Bug remake, we were like, yeah, whoever's doing Herbie, mm-hmm, dust off your mantle, because mm-hmm you're going home with a little gentleman, a short gentleman,
yeah,
who's in pretty good shape.
But this movie, Scarlett Johansson in this movie, she blows all those other guys. What was it you said after as we were walking out? You said it really loud.
Yeah. Yeah, as loud as I could. I turned and faced the whole crowd, and I sort of tapped my glass. I was drinking uh-huh champagne. I tapped my glass with a fork to get people's attention. And I said, Scarlett Johansson just took a big old fat fucking stinky shit all over Andy Serkis. And that guy's done in this town. Because he used to be the guy who you liked his voice acting,
yeah,
and he detached himself from his lethally curvaceous figure in order to get Oscars. And she just fucking took a real hot, steamy one on Serkis and his stuff. And now she's living the high life. She's going to be going home with a short gentleman who he looks like he works out, let's say that.
My problem with Serkis now, I realize he's in those movies too much. He's got, you know, when they make those, he wears like the ping pong ball suit.
They're basing it on his physical movements.
Capture his motion, which I think is like, just remove that element and maybe you've got a good performance. Because with Scarlett Johansson, they just have the one ping pong ball that's on her mouth to capture her voice.
And acting with just your voice is kind of a new concept. We haven't really seen that before. Like, that's, you know, the first movies were just people's mouths, close-ups on mouths.
Yeah.
And using your face and mouth is such a trick in acting.
It's
and it's
a
such a cheat.
It's a crutch.
It's a crutch, and I feel like so many actors use it.
Mm-hmm. And I find myself now, especially during award season when I'm evaluating these movies, watching the movie with my eyes closed or with my sleeping mask on. Partially, yeah, because the movies are so scary. If I open
terrifying
my eyes, I'll just be way too scared. But also because I think that's the best way to watch movies.
And my trick that I do is I get a compilation of Garfield comics, and I will just hold them up in front of my face, and I will just flip through the pages, and I'll stop a little longer if it's one with Odie or Nermal or one of my characters I really love. But I will look
Garfield
at those.
You're not a Garfield guy.
No.
I do not want to get you too
he
far down this.
He is a nasty cat. That is not nice, the way he talks to John and some of the other of my favorite characters. I'm sorry. Unacceptable. I will flip through those, mm-hmm, and sort of be looking at that while I'm watching the movie. And it's such a better film experience. And you really get a sense of the, yeah, performances, most of which are trash and yeah, garbage, and almost no one can act, and only Scarlett Johansson can act.
So let's make it official.
Let's make it official. Hayes and I are officially casting our Oscar ballot vote right now.
That's it.
Tink. Okay, it's uploaded and it's in there.
It's in the system.
That's right. So you're welcome, Scarlett Johansson, and we look forward to hearing more from you in the future.
We're going to be right back on Hollywood Handbook.
Hollywood Handbook.
So I thought
in the song, I thought they were saying, I crash my car into the bridge. I don't care. That's what I always heard, but they're saying, I love the TV show, The Bridge.
Okay, that's more relatable for me.
I get that too, because I do love that show.
Well, then I voted those Google cars. Here comes Hayes and Sean. Hey, what up?
Welcome back to the Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz. We've got a very exciting guest today. You know him from The Mystery Boys, Communion, The Do-Do List. Donald Glover is here.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Donald really wanted to be on the show because more than just having Donald Glover here, we have a pretty heavy announcement, pretty exciting announcement.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if you guys wanted me to do this at the beginning or at the end, or like, should I guess now?
I'd say let's get it all out there.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
I didn't know really the right forum or place to say this, but I felt like this was a good place, since, you know,
it's where most people get their news. So
most people get their news. I'm Childish Gambino.
So the rapper Childish Gambino, has been performing under Trader Joe's bag.
Yeah,
for
10 years now.
Yeah,
and people have been speculating all over for a while. People thought it was really Kid Rock, and
Some people
thought it was River Phoenix. They thought that he never died.
Yeah. He had just been doing it. I thought that was like the most plausible. If you connected the dots.
Yeah, that's what you were trying to hint at.
But it was you.
It was me.
Why keep it a secret all this time?
I was just afraid if I messed up that people would know it was me. Like if I like messed up on a word or something, people would be like, oh, I'll never see this guy again. Like,
right.
That's pretty scary.
I don't want to, like, it's just a scary thing. So I just didn't.
Well, there's so many words in some of those songs.
Yeah. There's a lot of words in them. And the possibility of you messing up is really high, especially when you do it like a bunch.
It's safer under that bag.
Like, because I have messed up a couple of times, and I know people have been like, I want to know who that is who messed up.
Sure. So it must be a big relief to just get it out there and get that weight off your chest. You're the real Childish Gambino.
Yeah.
We can put all the rumors to rest. But at the same time, there's a freedom in not having people know that it's you. I mean, I know when I was doing my Banksy stuff.
Yeah, speak on that.
When did you announce that?
That was it.
Was that it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I've been doing Banksy stuff for a while. But when I was doing my Banksy stuff, especially when, like, Exit to the Gift Shop came out, I call it Gift Shop just because, like, that GIF.
Yeah, that whole controversy. Yeah.
But anyway, Exit Through the Gift Shop was out, and people were talking about it, and I was so scared that, are they not going to like my drawings, or do they not think it's funny that I'm bending the phone booth and that stuff? And so I was scared, but also then when they really liked something, and I've made a lot of shit that people really fucking like and think is really awesome, I would go, oh, well, when someone's saying that they really like this Banksy thing, I'm like, yeah, no kidding, you dope.
Yeah,
I made it. You're already a fan of that stuff.
That's exactly how I feel Daft Punk feels all the time.
Yeah.
Right.
Just like sitting there being like, yeah, I made that.
Yeah,
but
duh.
Like, of course, it's me.
Yes.
I'm awesome.
I can speak of the same thing. Like, when I was performing as the whole Jabberwockies, for me, it was an issue of labels. I was worried that I would be labeled as a dancer rather than as a writer-actor. You know, like the media feels like they have to make this choice. They have to slap this label on you.
Well, and Donald has a funny saying about that, where he likes to go, and I don't know if you remember saying this, you go, labels are pretty useful in a grocery store, not so useful when you're talking about artists.
Yeah. What do you mean by that?
I don't remember saying that.
Well, it had a big impact on me.
Well, I don't think I said that. I'm trying to think, maybe there was someone else.
Like this. You were quoting someone else?
Oh, maybe. No. You mean maybe it was Childish Gambino?
No. I mean, I definitely didn't say that. I don't remember saying that at any point.
Well, I'll tell you what I thought it meant. I thought it meant that some people look at the label on a food package
mm-hmm.
in a grocery store mm-hmm. and they sort of comparison shop and they look at the ingredients.
Yeah.
And it helps them to be very specific.
And so but you don't get sick.
I thought.
Right. You might be allergic to something. Mm-hmm. Or I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm. And that maybe you don't want to be so specific when you're looking at an artist. And I don't even love that word, artist.
What would you... That's another kind of label.
Yeah.
I've been having a lot of trouble with that, too, because I don't know, like, you know, artist, no one wants to use that term. Everybody hates it.
But too limited.
But we have to, because we haven't really...
I use it for the same reason I say table.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about when I say table. You have a picture in your head, but you're not picturing the same table I am.
Right.
So then there's a disconnect. My business card currently says artist/2?.
Okay. In my case, I call people who are creating something, putting something out into the world, I call them human beings. Okay?
Right.
And I refuse to acknowledge like everyone else who's not doing that because I feel like they aren't a part of this world in the same like ecosystem in the same
way. They're not contributing anything.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Let's talk about your experiences in rap and in hip hop.
Now that it's out there, is there any story you always wanted to tell?
I mean, there's no story, you mean, other than just like the wild ride that is rap music?
Yes, other than that.
Like, it's just, you know, just rap music, just loving rap music.
Yeah.
And being a rapster.
Mm-hmm.
That I think that's the most fun thing. I mean, like, I guess, you know, that it's just a bunch of lovable characters that's in the rap world.
Yeah.
You know? People don't know this, but like 50 Cent is like one of the funniest, like, I guess I'd call him a prankster.
Wow.
He's like Puck, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Like
his image is, he seems sort of low energy, but you're telling me he's almost like a Dax Shepard.
Almost a Dax. He's and it's crazy because who said that? I think Snoop said that to me once. He was like, 50 Cent is the Dax Shepard of the rap world. And that was before I met 50. That was before, you know.
So you're
thinking,
no way.
I call him Kurt because his name's Curtis.
Yeah.
But I don't say that to him. I don't say he's when he's not around.
Right.
I call him Kurt. But I was told, he's like, oh, that guy's going to be the Dax Shepard of rap.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's no way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no way. But he really did it. He really did it.
Yeah.
You've had some experience with Fitty's pranks?
Yeah. I mean, you know, he comes to set because he likes to vibe.
Yeah.
He likes the vibes of a lot of sets. You know, he'll come to set, you know.
Just the action, like people communicating.
He does. He misses it. Like when he was working at the vitamin water factory, it was just very busy. And now that he sold it, you know, he's just rich and he just doesn't get to be around that energy anymore.
Yeah, so, that's got to be a real crash.
It's got to be
day you're in charge of all the shipping of the vitamin water factory. Mm-hmm. And then the next day, somebody else has their hands on your baby.
Everybody's like, here's $500 million. Or was it 500 or 500 million? I can't remember. It was an enough amount of money where he was like, you know, you guys, I don't need to do this anymore.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But he still craves that kind of energy.
Mm-hmm. I think that's why he came up with Street Kings, was to try and
to
create that energy in a drink.
He goes to buy, you know, to come up with new ideas for energy drinks that, you know, affect you. And the thing is, because he wants that energy around, he will do that.
Mm-hmm.
He will do that on set. I remember I was filming something with Olivia Wilde, and he came to set, and he kind of like pushed this intern, and it was the funniest, like, just it
that
was just
is
so
amazing.
He's
wow.
just so funny,
and the that patience so to pull off funny. A prank like that,
yeah, yes. just like just to
not break, yes.
to not break, and yes. just stay mean
and like, give a good shove,
yeah, just give
wow.
it was just
Whoa.
So. And I, you know, we still talk about it, but like, and it's funny because he still hasn't apologized. It's like he kept that joke
he's
going.
Keeping
he's
the bit.
Keeping the bit going. I talked to the intern the other day. I said, "Oh, how do you? This bit's still going?" He's like, "Yeah, you know, it's fun.
Oh,
it's
that's
just
that's
a fun
like
time."
That Charles Grodin,
yeah,
thing, you
it's
know,
that
yeah,
kind of
that
tradition,
level
you know,
of commitment,
yeah,
just not letting it go. But you know,
that is so cool.
That's what makes him. Yeah.
What a great window in. And now, speaking of Speaking of rapping and rapsters, if I could talk frankly about some of your music. Now, I'm a fan. You know I'm a fan. I like the Childish Gambino stuff. And the one criticism I have is some of your lyrics can get pretty scary.
Yeah.
You know, and so is that a power thing, like a control thing where you're like, okay, I'm doing comedy over here. I know I have the power to make them bust up laughing. And then over here, I'm doing maybe something that makes people really think. And then you want to also have the power to, in my case at least, make people really hurt their ears, pulling their earbuds out because they get so scared by the lyrics.
Right. You know, I've heard that a lot. You know, I've heard that a lot. That's been a concern for, like, I guess the past years. But I didn't have to worry about that because no one knew who I was because of the bag.
Sure.
And it wasn't a problem. And the thing was, like, I was very young. So, of course, I was thinking, you know, who cares? Like, say a couple of dirty words.
You can rap about monsters.
Or anything, like monsters. Or, like, oh, sometimes I download music for free. You know, or like, I don't, like that kind of stuff where people are like, hey, this guy's not on the up and up.
And and was it also maybe that because your identity was secret, you were trying to disguise your voice and maybe sometimes your voice would get very low, almost like a Frankenstein?
almost like a Frankenstein. And I'd make it spooky. That's my favorite. All my favorite stuff is spooky stuff.
Yes.
Like, name one thing that's good that's not a little spooky.
Right.
Name one thing.
Who?
Ghost Dad.
Put me on the spot. Okay.
Right.
That's got that's elements.
Good, right. That's, that does have some it's ghost spooky, elements. Is it not?
Yeah.
Name, I'm trying to think of just like the best things. Have you guys seen Kangaroo Jack?
Yes.
I actually had to leave because I was a little spooked out.
You were a little spooked out?
I was.
But it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that gave me the heebie-jeebies and I had to split.
Dracula is actually a little bit scary.
It's a little spooky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a really excellent point.
Bridesmaids.
Yeah, that was great.
That was great.
Did you see that?
I haven't really seen a movie in a while, have to be honest.
Because you've been wearing the bag?
I don't have to anymore. Yeah. Did I wear the bag in here? I don't think I did. Wow. Okay, so.
I think engineer Brett folded it up and put it under the table for you.
Thanks,
if
Brett.
If you want it when you leave.
I really appreciate that. Nice. Okay, cool. Yes. It's right under there.
If I can speak as a fan for a second, I always hate to do this because we're supposed to be having professional conversation.
Stuff.
I'm supposed to keep a straight face.
Yeah.
I just really want to know what Macklemore is like.
Macklemore, and I'm gonna, I don't want to ruin him for you.
Okay.
I don't want to ruin him for
okay.
you. But.
You can't, but I welcome you to try.
Okay. Macklemore isn't really a person. He has two puppeteers.
Yeah.
The two black men who sing his hooks.
Huh.
Wands.
They are, you know, we call them Blacklemores. They don't know that we do that.
Uh-huh.
But,
A lot of behind-the-back nicknames.
Yeah. I mean,
I didn't know how common that was.
It's super common in the rap community.
Wow.
Yeah.
But so they're operating some sort of highly advanced synthetic puppet
character
is what we know as Macklemore.
As Macklemore. And he makes great music and, you know, we're all happy, we're all enjoy it, but like...
Well, Ryan Lewis must be a person.
And well, he's not. I mean, have you ever seen Ryan Lewis speak?
No, but I've heard his music.
He's heard his music. I mean, that could have come from anyone. It's just, you know... It's all make-believe. Nobody wants to see how the hot dogs are made. No one wants to. You enjoy. Hey, you like that R.I.P.D. trailer, right?
Yeah, of course.
Because the music was. So why are we upset?
Right.
That's true. I should take it at face value and just enjoy the good parts of it and not think about some of the negative stuff.
I wouldn't even say it's negative. I wouldn't. I feel like that. I mean, that's just where music's going.
That's just the industry.
Man, that trailer, though, huh?
teaser. I'm sorry. We're using industry jargon that people don't
know. Oh, yeah. Teaser.
Yes. People, we try to use teasers because
know
that's,
them. That's what people sort of know them as.
For anyone just catching up, this is your first episode. Teaser is when they show little pieces of movies before the movies. So some people use this podcast to kind of learn more about.
Oh, about stuff?
The industry some and stuff sort of going,
where it's going and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Where is entertainment headed?
Everything's going to be on a cloud eventually. Mm-hmm. I think it's just going to be subscription. Like if you want...
Yeah.
Update
your cloud. If you want to see a Steven Spielberg film, you're going to have to just pay the subscription for the Steven Spielberg cloud.
Sure.
I think that's where everything's going, honestly.
On a little microchip.
Yeah.
In a cloud.
It'll be in our heads, like I'd say by the end of the year.
Going to be watching stuff on our phones.
Yeah. Phones, iPads, computers, viral... Internet. These are all the future.
Would you like to watch Dogtown and Z-Boys tonight? That's what your phone is going to be saying.
Or my robot wife.
I'll tell you, I'm looking forward to the next version of the iPhone. I hear this one you can make calls with.
Now, we don't. Can we do that? Can we do something like that, Brett, on this show?
Sure.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't believe
it's
that.
It's just a joke. Honestly, like, it's
we know a, you can use it's just it a for fun. Calls. In fact, I'm getting one.
Who is that?
Oh,
is it Jamie?
It's Jamie King.
Do you have that bag? Is that bag underneath here?
Yeah, it's under there.
You want to put the bag on?
No, I just want to make sure it's there. Okay. You know, it's one of those things.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, Jamie. No, I'm recording a podcast. Yeah.
Okay.
It's fine. They don't care. Uh-huh. And then what did he... Okay. But you were being X'd? She's with Jamie Kennedy. Mm. And you were being X'd? Okay. That must have been embarrassing. All right. Well, we'll talk about it later. Jamie says hi.
To?
Brett.
Oh, okay.
Do we want to do Engineer My Career?
Since we have Brett here, there's a segment we really like to do...
That the fans love on the show.
The fans love where our engineer every week, they get to draw straws for who gets to do this show. And then they get to ask one question of us and our guests about how to help their career. They're all struggling artists.
Kind of a one-on-one coaching session.
In Hollywood. And they get one question and a quick hit answer for what the next step for them should be. So, Engineer Brett, do you have a question for us?
I didn't know we only got one. Okay.
Well, if you have more than one, see if you can mash them together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I guess I'm here recording Hollywood Handbook.
Yeah.
Like, if you asked me a couple years ago would I be doing this, there's no way I would believe that. I'm just wondering what's the next step for someone like me?
Okay.
I'm like a musician, but also... You know, engineer, producer. I can't see what the future is right now.
Okay, I'm going to take the reins from you a little bit because you're kind of rambling.
Yes.
Yeah, the question for Engineer My Career is, I love recording Hollywood Handbook. I can't believe what a dream come true this is. Am I even awake right now? And I would say... Be thankful, because they actually did a study recently on happiness, and gratitude and feeling grateful is one of the number one things.
Yes, that's there's this guy, this writer that I love, Malcolm Gladwell.
Oh, I love him.
My God.
He's very, very smart. Very interesting.
I don't get some of his stuff, because he's some kind of brain scientist.
That's what a lot those of people- covers, like just an apple with an orange inside? Like
yes.
Mm-hmm. Or like a hot dog with it's just like, where's your brain go?
Yeah.
You know?
He has a lot of interesting stuff to say. And the most important one, I think, is it's not about money. It's not about money at the end of the day. It's not how much money you have.
Put your phone down.
Yes.
Go outside.
Yes. That was a really interesting thing to hear that I don't think that message is out there enough.
It is. That's just not. It's not out. The people, the kids, reality television.
Yes.
Just, ugh.
Ugh.
reality television and like.
Let's just remember, like, remember. Yes.
Yeah. We're back where.
Before.
Yeah, before all the
Bieber.
And
video games and all this stuff. When people talked to each other. You know what I mean? When we would actually have a conversation instead of texting.
Absolutely.
Should we take a quick dig into the popcorn gallery?
Yeah, let's jump into the popcorn gallery real quick.
Sure. Okay.
Mmm, yum. The popcorn gallery is one of people's favorite segments. And a lot of the general public in sort of the flyover states don't have access to industry heavyweights. So they will ask questions that they're curious about that no one in their life can answer.
Okay. All right.
And this is a question from Shosho Bro, one of our listeners. You've done improvisational comedy in the past. This listener is trying to get into it themselves, and they ask, when an improv bit is tanking, what are three things you can do to turn it around and blow some wind in the sails?
Okay, I can't tell. I can't tell you how many times I've heard this.
Sure,
but I guess two of them I know for sure. One of them I'm not sure.
Okay,
some sort of baby.
Yes,
some sort of baby. It doesn't a sick
so
baby,
important.
A tired one. So you can pretend to be it, or just put it in the scene.
A really mean foul mouth baby,
like a foul mouth baby who's saying things that a baby normally wouldn't say.
Mm-hmm.
Those are always
Stewie.
That's industry jargon again.
Yes.
You'd be like, throw a Stewie in it.
Okay.
But any sort of baby. Number two, forcing something to be a catchphrase. Just anything. Like if you're tanking and no one's laughing. Say something
that's,
like it's a catchphrase until
a
it
one.
Is.
Can we get just six or seven quick examples of like, you know, what could be forced to be a catchphrase?
Sure. Sucks to your backbone. You left them high and high. That one's play off of high and dry, but you just say high again so people feel like you're saying something.
Comedy's about surprise.
Yeah, comedy's about, you know. You took the D out of delightful. I 50 Cent once said this. Shut up. Those are just some like ones that they're not the best, but they're definitely like ones that like.
Yeah, don't use those because those are Donald's.
Yeah, those are mine.
Ones that Donald but, likes I mean, to use.
They're not the best, but they're definitely they work for me.
Yeah, a lot of those ones are the way that you say them, and so.
Yeah, that's what makes
for
them,
these guys. They might not be great.
And I guess the last one would be, you know, tell the truth. You know, just be truth. Just be truth.
Mm.
You know, just like if the audience sucks, just tell them they suck, and I assure you they'll start laughing.
Yeah, I've seen a number of shows where you talk to the audience and you say, "You're not getting this."
Yeah, I'm just like, you guys are the reason this isn't funny.
Right.
Because
it's not you.
No,
right?
It's never you.
Yeah.
That's one thing I should always that people should know.
You're performing.
Yeah.
You're the performer. Doing your job.
I'm doing my job.
Yes.
Your job is to find what's funny in what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. I've even seen not this podcast, but I've seen podcasts run into that where people are going, "This isn't funny."
Right.
And a lot of times I'm going, "That's your fault."
Yeah.
You're either not listening right. Or it's just explicitly not for
your
you.
Your phone is messed up or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it might be that your phone, which put it down, is messed up.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a really nice note to go out on.
Sure.
Donald, thank you so much for joining us. We know you're really busy. Thanks for listening. Rate us on iTunes. Subscribe to the pro version. We have a couple things.
A couple
prizes.
Developments.
For subscribing for the pro version this week. T-shirts. Podcast used T-shirts.
Yeah, not my podcast T-shirts.
Yep.
We've got some that say not my podcast. And then we've got some novelty sunglasses that look like big sunflowers.
Yep.
So those are available if you go ahead and download the pro version, and it's really reasonably priced.
Phone cases.
Phone cases, yeah. Phone cases that look like bulldogs, and the bulldog's kind of sneezing on the case.
Do you have those there? I mean, here?
Yeah. We've got a whole crate of them in the back.
Oh, great. I'd love one.
Well, okay. Subscribe to the
pro version, and it's yours.
I can't get it for free? I was just on the podcast.
Yeah, you were on the regular version of the podcast.
It used to be that
pro version.
You may have heard it. Used to be that it would come with a subscription to the pro version being on the podcast.
Right.
We couldn't sustain that. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really work for the model.
But you just told me that you have a case of them in the back, and I just did the podcast, so I can't just have one in the case.
Well, then someone who subscribes to the pro version doesn't get one,
Then why don't they get that? Because they're thinking, oh, he got to be on the podcast, which I wanted, right. And he got my case.
Well, they wouldn't know.
And then put them on the podcast for them to get their thing, and you see how it doesn't work.
It's like a vicious circle.
Yeah,
I can break it down to where you wouldn't have to get. He just wouldn't know. He wouldn't be like, oh, Donald took my thing. He'd just be like, oh, I didn't get one.
Well, then it's not really a podcast anymore, is it? You know, now it's something else. You know, we're trying to do a podcast here, right?
Yeah, we thought this was a podcast. Well, you get it. And real quick, rate us on iTunes. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, let's actually clarify this. We've just been saying rate us on iTunes. A lot of people have been taking that to mean rate us a 1. We actually mean to rate us a 5, the highest rating.
And they, yes,
we're
people
really
may think,
sorry for not clarifying
this podcast
that.
Is number 1. I'll give it a 1. And I think a lot of people have been under that impression.
Yeah.
Because I know it's been very good, but I also know people have been clicking the 1.
Yes.
So go ahead, jump over to the 5. You're not saying we're number 5. You're saying we're 5 out of 5 stars. That's a positive thing. So do that.
Bye.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio, boom.com. The wolf dead.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.